Tommy, if you can't explain this, this can't be good.
No, I can explain that it ain't there.
No, but that's just it. You don't know why it's not there anymore.
I initiated something, and I think I cured myself.
You're it's also, a medical miracle.
But that's what this would have to be, because you're taking credit for something you don't know
I
that
might,
you did.
I may start faith healing.
Maybe they do studies on you.
No, I think they should do that.
Yeah.
But not for this. Look, it's just really weird that you are not asking more questions.
Instead I'd be a little concerned.
Right? He's just decided, Kimmy, he's cured.
Oh, hold on. No, you know, I did get checked up. You know, I go to the doctor.
You got checked since this happened?
Not since this happened.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So if you watch the live stream on a regular basis, and you've seen Tommy wear shorts,
mm-hmm.
you know that Tom, the problem, that guy, Tommy has a massive problem with
varicose veins.
Ugh.
And I've had them since I was a young guy. Mm. So, and they've gotten bigger and gnarlier over the years.
Let's put it this way. Seabreeze designed their water park based on the varicose veins on the back of Tommy's
leg. Come get your veins on.
And this has been something that bothers you?
Yeah. So, you know, they itch, they bother me. But like, when I talk to the doc over the years, he goes, there's two things. Like, either you just let it go because they're just superficial, or you had to have them operated on, but you're going to have to live with it. Right. But I started getting blood clots in my leg.
Okay.
And I got a blood clot in my varicose vein.
Oh, God.
Well, you were there. I told you.
I know. I just
breaking news.
No, it sounds. Well, you like sound more.
When you say it like that, it sounds scarier.
All right.
By the way, fun fact, blood clot, his varicose veins were so big, blood clot size of a tennis ball. It's true.
So I got it dealt with. Clot went away. Went to the doc. Got it all done.
All right.
But they said, you know, you got to work on your circulation.
Is that like circulation?
Circulation. So, started getting my steps in.
Okay.
And I've been, since like December, and I got that scare,
mm-hmm.
every day, you know, I'm upstairs, I'm getting my lappers in.
Quick sidebar.
I'm doing my steppers.
It's the funniest damn thing you'll ever see. Before the show starts, he goes upstairs by himself, and he walks in circles around our upper floor.
Yeah, it's like a whole open walker. Area.
And in doing so, he has scared the bejesus out of multiple coworkers.
Yes, I have.
Poor
yes,
Jimmy.
I know.
But you were saying.
So, I noticed something because I've been crushing my numbers on my steppers. Because, you know, you're supposed to get your steps in every day.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm up to like 1,800 a day. I'm getting my yardage.
Nice.
Is that good?
Well, you're supposed to get 10,000 a week.
No. A day, I think.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. I'm going to go to my, I'm just going to check something out real quick.
Mr. You're getting 1,800, so almost 20%.
Yeah, that's okay. You're going to die, but go on. I'm sorry.
So I noticed when I've been crushing on these steps, all of a sudden, that varicose vein is gone. And I've been doing it for like 3 months.
Okay.
Get my steps in every day, doing the stairs. Vein is gone.
So you think you'd walked it out?
What else? So I basically got enough circulation in where the thing collapsed.
Okay, is that a thing that you...
It ain't there. What else could it be?
Have you talked to your doctor about this?
I don't see my doctor till May.
Have you Googled if this is possible?
Kind of.
What is that?
Well, it says it's a possibility that it could, but it's unusual.
Okay.
So I healed myself.
Have you talked to anyone else that has had varicose veins about this?
No.
Okay.
No. It's kind of a weird thing to bring up.
I understand. But despite those three things you have not done.
That I walked myself healthy.
You are content with believing.
Well, it's gone. Wouldn't you take it?
You're not a little bit nervous?
That I don't have something?
That it just like disappeared, though. And you even said it's unusual. Like, wouldn't you have some questions?
I see, this is what I don't get about people.
What?
And I get good news. I don't question it. Like, if somebody tells me, hey, you don't have this.
That's my question. How do you know it's good news?
Yeah,
and not like something's like retracting inside your body that's making
these veins
go.
Let it stay there, then. What's it going to do?
No, but Kimmy's right. You got no.
What do you think? My calf ate it?
You got no news.
Maybe.
No, I got good news.
No. No news was given. The doctor did not give you good news.
You can't see it. It doesn't itch.
You didn't go online and get good news. It just changed.
No, I saw it.
Okay. You know,
like it's a miracle. Like, I saw a miracle. It's like when you see Jesus in the toast, but it's on my leg and there's no Jesus.
Toast? What?
You know, and they see Jesus' face in the toast.
Oh, like, I get what you're miracle. Saying. I thought there was a Bible story I missed coming up on Easter.
The no, there, I thought there is toast in the Bible.
And Jesus took the fish and the loaves that he put in the toaster and handed it out to everyone.
Well, he had that toaster oven because he was a single dad.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't think I did it?
Well, Look, man, I don't know. I'm not a medical professional, but Kimmy, if something on my body that was a thing for years just disappeared, I would be more concerned about it than just being like, done.
My assumption would be bad before good.
Yeah. It's just a stupid vein. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Well, no, but it does matter because you said it could give you an issue.
Well, it got a clot in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the clot went away.
Okay. So did the vein.
Walked the vein off.
You know
I'm
how,
good to go.
You know how, like, tsunamis, like, before a tsunami comes, like, the tide retreats into the ocean?
So you're thinking of a bigger one's coming next?
That would be
like, it's going to be like an airbag.
A tsunami of a vein. My leg.
I don't know.
Okay, so this idea that you've healed yourself with no proof at all.
Yeah.
A lot of that does seem to be going around the last couple of years.
What happened?
And there are a few ways that this presents itself. There is the it's just gone miracle where something that was bothering you or wrong
shoulder,
cleared on its
knee.
Own
disappears, right? You don't know what happened, but it's not there, so you're not going to ask any questions. And that's the one you're living right now, okay? And I understand it. You've been dealing with this your whole life. All of a sudden, it's no longer a problem. Makes sense.
All right.
There is the old family remedy, curing yourself.
Yeah.
Right? There's no scientific proof it works, but you're going to do this thing because it was passed down to you. Like examples, apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Some kind of tea your grandmother
herbs,
made.
Yeah.
Salve. Salve.
Yeah.
Salve made of some weird ass
stuff.
It's weird how that stuff never dies. Like folks with all kinds of medical opinions will try something, all kinds of medical options will try something that's generations old. And then decide, oh, I'm fine now.
Well, if you feel better, take it.
Okay, but...
You know, like, everything isn't a goddamn, you know, you're going to die tomorrow.
No, I'm not saying you're going to die tomorrow, but it's just funny. Like, we have, you know, our great-grandparents, I get why you would rub a bunch of stuff on you, try something, feel better, and be like, okay, that's done.
Yeah.
We have all the medical information in the world at our fingertips.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, but this tea works.
But the medical information at your fingertips, I would think, would scare you more than make you feel better.
Everything and sounds like cancer.
And I know like you could be selective about the information, like you're looking for a certain thing so you find the good news. But I would just think the more information, the worse or the more paranoid you'd be about what's going on, which would, I would think, lead you to get it checked out.
Well, that brings us to our third home remedy.
Yeah.
The found out online remedy.
Yeah.
And that has to be the most common right now.
Yeah, that medical stuff,
And like to your point, Kimmy, you Google your symptoms,
right?
And you get terrified. So you start to see unconventional things other people have done. And you're going to take a shot at that.
Sure.
But the big problem with that is that these like remedies are endless. And you don't know what else is going on with the other people that it helped or if they're even telling the truth about what they had.
But if it sounds like something you agree with, that's probably what you're going
to
jump on.
Okay, but that's not good. That's not a good way to go about treatment. Treating things.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's what most people will do.
I get it. I'm saying that's probably not a good idea.
I mean, we're living longer, aren't we?
Because medicine is getting better.
Well, yeah, but, you know, just in general.
No, but again, hear me out here. Medicine's getting better.
Yeah.
We're living longer.
Right.
We're not living longer just because we're living longer.
Right. But here's the thing. Like, it's hard right now to get and see your doctor.
Oh, understood.
Like right now, if I wanted to see my doctor right now about, I have an appointment with him in May.
Okay.
I want to see him now. I can't get in.
I understand.
So what else am I going to do?
But there's
I'll bring it up when I see him, but I'm going to brag. Like when I go to my doc in May, when I'm sitting there butt-ass ball naked. Well, you know, I'm going to be, you know, because he's going to be cupping my balls.
Yeah, and your balls are so old that they are now touching your ass when you sit down.
Which is weird also because I'll be at the dentist. I'm going to show him this and go, hey, doc, check it out, bro. And maybe you want to get the medical guys in here. This may go in a journal that getting your steps in reduces leg inflammation.
No,
that's the headline.
No, but here's the
Miracle Boy in tracksuit saves world
boy
from vein problems.
It's the world's longest
thrombosis, whatever they call
world's longest headline.
Yes.
No, look, you may be right. What you're saying, you may go to the doctor.
If I'm right, if I healed it.
No. You
my stupid ass in my tracksuit.
Well, that's another assumption too. Like you don't know. Let's say they did go away. You don't know why they went away. You're assuming it's because you've been walking, but you don't really know that. So you can't go around telling people, you know, if you walk more, those will go away.
And that's,
you don't know.
Thank you. That's the problem because there are people hearing this going, oh, Tommy walked off his varicose veins. And look.
No, that's the headline we'll read in the medical journal. Boy in Miracle Trek suit walks up there, goes Vane in comfortable nurse shoes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy has had varicose veins since he was a young man. Had a blood clot a little while ago.
Yeah.
So had to get his steps in, walk right. that blood clot off. And you've noticed in the last month, your varicose veins have disappeared.
By the way, I feel great.
That's good. I'm glad you feel great.
Booze goes right through me now. Taking dumps on a regular basis.
Look, here's the thing. You may go to the doctor and tell him what happened, and the doctor may say, oh, yeah, there's actually studies that have been done that show that. And that's a good thing.
Because they want to grab credit.
The experiments that... There's proof where there's already done?
My miracle move.
Okay. But you need to do that
yeah.
before you decide this is a good thing that I did for myself.
Right.
Okay, look.
You never can win.
I understand. You're right. Going to the doctor right now, it's hard to find
can't
a doctor.
Can't get in.
Medical care is also expensive. I also...
got a buddy of mine doing pretty good.
It's also understandable.
Jetting out to London over here, Kansas City twice.
Yeah, what? Our boss is a doctor flying me out to Kansas City? I also understand that people get weird about doctors and yeah. hospitals. We have busy lives. Sometimes a medical issue can feel more like an inconvenience,
yeah.
right? But it is important to keep in mind when it comes to like these remedies that get passed down from family, the Googling stuff online to find things that work, it can get really dangerous.
Yeah.
Like it's one thing to take apple cider vinegar for joint pain, right?
Yeah.
But there are folks who do convince themselves, Tommy, that serious illnesses can be treated with unconventional remedies. Famous cases being Steve Jobs, Apple founder.
Remember him.
He had cancer. He decided an all-vegetable fruit diet would cure him.
We'll flush it out.
Yeah. Famous comedian Andy Kaufman did the same thing with his cancer.
Wait, he's dead?
So that's what he wants you to think. You know that story.
Yes.
He went to, what do you call those? He went to a guy. He had a tumor in his stomach. He went to a guy that laid him down. Claimed he put his hands in Andy Kaufman in front of him and pulled out pieces of chicken that said it was the tumor.
Yeah.
And he believed that the tumor
was Andy Kaufman.
But I mean, but yeah, he believed it. Didn't work out well for either of them, right?
So I do know of somebody on the old show, and she claimed she had a tumor.
Okay.
And she had a tumor. And she claimed that she took a dump and passed the tumor.
Is that possible?
Well, she lived another 10 years.
Okay.
And they said, like, it's not there. So she claimed she passed it because she felt it. And we all laughed at her. But when she went in for the checkup, they go, it's not there anymore. So can you dump out a tumor?
I don't know.
Could like detach and get into your turds and come out?
I don't know, but I thought if it detached, then there's more cells of cancer.
Hey, she got another 10 years and she was fat.
I don't know the answer. Yeah. I've never heard of anyone dumping out a tumor, but I don't read a lot of dump tumor journals.
I know, but we heard it. We were laughing, but God damn it, man. She went long for herself.
And it turns out that tumor, celebrating 32 years on WCMF.
Yeah. I think there's another source that people go to make themselves feel better that isn't always the most reliable. Like, let's say you can't get in to see your doctor or talk to an expert. You will ask somebody, anybody, that works in the medical field.
Oh, your wife's got to get it all the time.
And I'm not even talking about like a nurse or doctor or, you know, physician's assistant. You'll just ask somebody that works in a doctor's office or around nurses or with people in the medical field because maybe they've seen this before. Maybe they know. Like those people have to get those kind of questions all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
And I feel like you have to remind them like, yeah, I'm not a doctor, but here is what I've experienced, but that's not factual information sometimes.
Unless those people want to go down the road of, yeah, I've seen it, here's what you do, which is also a scary situation. Right. And you're right, Kimmy, in this town with the amount of people that are employed by medical.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so with this whole Tommy believes he's miraculously walked off his varicose veins.
Yeah, my steppers.
Without talking to anyone in medicine about it, right? Who are the people, let me ask you this question.
Right.
When it comes to the people you trust the most about the remedy that's going to make you better, spouse or buddy?
Probably spouse first.
So you're going with your partner first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, think just because they're also there when some of these problems show up, so they're, you know, the first person you're going to talk to about it.
I'm not asking any of those douchey buddies what they
do. You may also be embarrassed to talk to a buddy about it.
Understood, but there are friends of yours that probably have the same medical stuff that's affecting you. I mean, you know, once you get to certain ages, everyone starts going through stuff together.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's better to talk to that person.
Yeah, but that guy's going to tell you why his is worse.
Okay.
It becomes a competition.
It does.
You're right.
Like, everything's a measuring contest. I could have that conversation with my friends, and I think people would all get together to actually try to find solutions. Whereas if you told your buddy, he's just going to want, he's waiting for your story to end so he can one up your story.
You're right.
And even if he doesn't have a story, he has a better story from somebody else.
You're right. Now, by the way, we were talking about family remedies earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are things that are passed down from your family that you just believe work or you keep doing it out of superstition. Would you try an in-law family remedy?
No, I don't trust in-laws.
No, but your wife says, no, I got exactly the thing. This my mother's passed down from her grandmother. Here, try this.
Depends where they're from. If they're from an area of the world that sounds like it might work.
Give me an example.
It got to be like, I'll give you one. Let's say India.
Okay.
Like, or China, where they deal with a lot of spices and a lot of remedies.
What are you
talking
about?
Ginger root and stuff like that.
What?
Like, if they told me, like, you know, like, people like that, I would take their advice.
We literally talked about last week that shark fin is believed to be help you with your boner in Asia,
versus
China.
Sharks.
No, it doesn't.
Sharks are always railed up. No, but it would have to be from an area that sounds like maybe you've dealt with it.
Okay, your wife is not Indian or Chinese, so you would not take
remedy. She's out. I'm not taking some British advice.
We got Facebook messages coming in.
What are they dental medicine?
What are they dental medicine?
Medicine. You know what I meant.
What, the British?
What do you mean?
What?
What?
What have they done? Okay. Again, talking about Tommy believing he walked off a varicose vein.
Miracle.
Mark writes us, there are some home remedies backed by scientific research. Turmeric for inflammation.
Turmeric. That's so funny now, is it, Mumble Mouse?
You try saying turmeric.
Turmeric for inflammation.
Thank you. She almost screwed it up, too. Say that five times. All right. So Mark says, turmeric for inflammation actually works, and you can eat it with a meal or get supplements. It's actually true. It's a big one in the boxing.
What does it taste like?
It
doesn't sound like it tastes good.
It's in a lot of Indian food.
Oh, I'm in. Well, you'd say that, I'm in.
Turmeric to reduce swelling has been shown to work by scientific data.
Now, I also heard pineapple's really good for you for the inflammation.
Oh, is that true?
That's what they say.
Kimmy, you want to Google that? Stop saying things that you don't have scientific.
I know people are very into different kind of teas and things in teas.
Yeah, but teas suck. Yeah.
No, but to that point, there have been studies shown that ginger reduces
nausea.
Yeah,
the ginger root.
Okay, so my wife makes ginger tea for my kids and I when we're sick.
Okay.
I don't know if it works. It tastes awful.
It's one of those things, especially like with tea, I'm like, I'll try it.
But it's a dirty root. It is. It grows in the ground, man.
And so do potatoes.
Yeah, but I ain't soaking water in it and drinking it. And drinking tater water.
Not anymore, at least.
Yes, pineapple can be beneficial for inflammation.
Okay.
See?
But that's what I mean, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, as long as there's, like, scientifically backed up stuff that you can confirm came from a legitimate place. Okay. All right, that's immediately. We got more Facebook messages coming in. Sarah writes us, my husband has put butter on his burns his whole life. I've showed him so many doctors that say don't do this.
Smells delicious.
His own doctor told him not to do this. It doesn't stop him. He's convinced it works, which it does not.
Butter on burns.
Have you guys heard of that before?
Nope, I don't think I'd try it.
And how much are you burning yourself with? That's in regular rotation around your house. Where's my burn butter, Ma? God, this smells so good.
For the record, applying butter to burns is not recommended as a treatment.
Oh, okay. That would have to give you like ridiculous acne, wouldn't it?
It says, it's a greasy substance that can help trap heat in the burned area.
Oh! Yeah, isn't that why we cook with it?
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, wait a minute. You're cooking with this thing you're using to keep you from burning.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it's not really the kid's fault. He's not old enough to understand the significance of where he is.
Right, so he's okay, right?
Well, but he did cause an international incident.
Where did he go?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Last night, yesterday evening.
Oh, it was yesterday?
Yes.
What happened?
In Washington, D.C.
The big house.
A toddler breach the wall of the White House.
So crawl to the fence?
Yes. Now, we don't have the age of the kid. I'm looking at him now. I'd say two, maybe three. He managed to squeeze through the black iron fence.
Yeah, yeah, that famous fence.
And was running through across the lawn of the White House.
How cute.
So we don't have video of him actually running. What we have are pictures of the Secret Service carrying him back to his parents.
So they had to chase him around like a wild squirrel?
Now, yeah, because as a parent, you can't get there. So you're just watching it happen.
No kidding. So the big problem... with what happened yesterday, it seems the president was in the White House.
Well, yeah, they were doing all kind of stuff yesterday.
Yes, it was an hour after he announced plans for the auto tariffs of the Oval Office. Maybe the kid's dad was from Detroit.
Okay.
What are you doing? there are several pictures, and they're adorable, hilarious, and
terrible. It's got to be cute.
So it's three things at the same time. Right. It is adorable, because he's a little guy in a winter coat being carried by one of the Secret Service members. You can tell the Secret Service members are dad the way he's carrying the kid. It's horrifying. Because I understand that they're Secret Service members doing their job.
Yeah.
But, like, the kid's being carried by, like, multiple submachine guns.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So it's, like, it's a weird, like, side-by-side.
Yeah.
And it's scary because the toddler got onto the lawn of the White House before anybody stopped him.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. So this toddler obviously did not know what he was doing.
Mm.
He's just having a good time being a baby.
Yeah.
And I understand that you can hold the parents accountable for this if you wanted to. But if your mom and dad, they give you the, okay, please go, do you punish this kid?
How do you punish a little kid?
You cause an international incident.
Yeah, but he don't know.
I understand.
Well, how old, when you say, oh, was he two?
I would
yeah,
get
I don't
three.
Know. Would they even understand?
I mean, he's upright, so he can run, right?
Three at the most.
All right.
At the most.
What would you do?
I don't know. But I feel like you breach the White House gates, I have to punish you.
Do you want a screaming kid, man, when you're on vacation?
You
might
no.
have that anyways.
Yeah, I mean, counterpoint, the Secret Service had to get you. I agree. Any other situation, right. It just feels like you have to punish him.
All right, here's your punishment. 2 hours, you're going to sit down
okay.
and watch C-SPAN. Because C-SPAN sucks, no matter what's going on.
You know, you're right. You think they would have come up with one entertaining C-SPAN.
No, it's just people like at a desk.
I mean, that's what C-SPAN's supposed to be.
So he has to watch C-SPAN for 2 hours.
So the Secret Service agents ended up questioning the parents for a little while and then allowing everyone
then
to go.
Then Paw Patrol came in and they wanted to have a few words.
Look at Tommy with his grandson.
Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol. I love that show.
I know you love that show.
They take care of business.
I don't know what I would do.
Oh.
Because I guess a parent, you would have to be terrified that you're going to get arrested.
Yeah, but I mean, when the dust settles, I mean... Cooler heads prevail. This was just it's a funny little thing.
It's not funny, though.
I mean, it's going to be a funny story you tell at some event for that kid later in life. Hey, remember when you...
Yes!
You almost made it to the White House and the Secret Service had
that
to chase you
be
down?
In the news. They're going to do a Where Are They Now to a kid 20 years from now when he's like graduating college and it's going to be a funny story. Listen, man, I'd rather have that than the kid falling in a gorilla pit. Two kids got away. One almost met the president.
Wait, the kid that went to Harambe got to go to the White House afterwards?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah.
252-WCMF.
Terrible thing to bring up.
Seriously,
no,
I'm
trying
idiot?
To think of two times.
They
kids
shot Harambe in front of him.
But that kid doesn't even know that.
He does now.
Never forget.
Kid probably thought it was John Goodman. They're starting to look the same.
Very topical. Whoa. Hey, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
He said two TV shows.
Right?
And one is ending, so it is topical. The Connors are going away.
You brought up Harambe, and you're arguing your joke is topical.
I know.
252-WCMF. Harambe loved the Connors.
I'm sure he did.
He doesn't even get the joke, Kimmy. That's how old that reference is. Yesterday around dinner time, a toddler managed to get through the black gates of the White House and run onto the White House lawn. He had to be stopped by Secret Service. This is a problem because it seems at the time the president was at the White House. After they grabbed him, they brought him back to his parents. No one was arrested, but the parents were questioned by the Secret Service.
So this must happen a lot, like things, like, I always think like somebody's dog got away, right? And if a kid could get through that, think a dog or if something could get through there.
So this is actually the second time this exact thing has happened. In April of 2023, another toddler squeezed through the metal fencing also on the north lawn. His parents were also questioned by Secret Service and let go.
Wait, so you're telling me in the history of recorded history, Only two little kids got under the lawn?
I don't.
Recently.
Well, I mean, maybe there could be more. I don't know. Oh, my God. This one's even funnier.
Whatever.
I'm looking at a picture of the kid from before.
Yeah.
The Secret Service, they're holding him in the air, one arm each. He looks like a tiny.
Oh, is it like they're like swinging him?
No, not like a cute way. Oh. Like they got him as a perp.
Oh.
Oh, this poor kid.
Do we know how long it took him to like get to the kid, like get the kid in their arms?
We do not know.
Like, well, were they chasing him around for a little bit?
The worst one was the one that happened in 38.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the kid got in the lawn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And FDR chased him for like 3 hours. I don't know.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.